Okay, item 734.
Authorize a subrecipient contract with the Community Alliance of Tenants for $161,400 to provide for a tenant hotline, relocation referral services, and fair housing services.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This contract with the Community Alliance of Tenants includes the tenant advocacy pilot project, which we heard a lot of support for at our budget hearings. It is an innovative approach to resolving homelessness and meeting our fair housing obligations to improve housing choice for all residents. The Community Alliance of Tenants and the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee have heard from the community that intensive one-on-one tenant law and fair housing advocacy is desperately needed and is also very effective. In response, the Community Alliance of Tenants proposed adding a one-year pilot project of regularly held walk-in tenant law clinics and eviction court counseling. We have here Kim McCarty from Portland Housing Bureau to tell us more or answer any questions.
Hi, good morning. I'm Kim McCarty with the Portland Housing Bureau. Here to let you know that we're very excited about this project. It was brought to us by the Community Alliance of Tenants to the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee. And it was in response to, as Commissioner Saltzman pointed out, the community saying that there's more need for one-on-one attention. Right now, we sponsor the Community Alliance of Tenants to answer tenant-landlord issues and fair housing issues over the phone. And often that's not adequate, and the resolution for those individuals is unknown. So we feel this will be more effective. It's something that they've done before, and so we want them to build out the program and prove this for us.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? And does anyone want to speak on this item?
Yes, we have two people signed up. Okay. Barry Sutton and Charles Johnson.
Come on up, please. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Go ahead, Barry. I think you're on first.
Okay, thank you. I'm wondering if I could ask this city council right now, right before you, very directly, is there some reason that you would not want to provide any kind of housing for the mass number of homeless people in Portland that camp on the streets and sidewalks?
That's very much what we're about here. Yeah.
You are about providing that. Well, I want to tell you that in Northwest Portland, the first Dignity Village was formed a catacorner to St. Patrick's Church, and I would come to the service and pick up around there, and I think I gave you a letter from Father Mayo about that. The only reason that they couldn't continue with that was because that the Department of Transportation wanted to put their rakes and hose, roadblocks, and all their equipment in there, and they rousted them out of there, and they had them leave. But here, in back of Washington High School, the city of Portland owns the land. This is the city of Portland, and Commissioner Fritz, this is the Park Bureau, your section. So you're very fortunate. That's in one way. But other than that, $360,000 went to the R2D2 people, and that would provide the outhouses, the garbage, the water, the necessities for probably several years. I don't know how many years, but it took $40,000 to put in all of the services for the other village, and that was the first Dignity Village. That was for a good little while. So all of you right here that I'm talking to, all of you that I'm talking to right here now, have the ability to offer this, to provide this for the homeless people, and it's kind of a shame what's happening. I see this. I'm sure you're so busy you don't see much of this at all, but the people camping on the street making cardboard shacks and stuff like that, and then the police will come along and take everything from them, and then there'll be this huge monstrous pile of cardboard, paper, and clothes and everything at maybe the end of the block, 12th Avenue, I think it was, 12th and Southeast 12th, and Alder. That's just one example, but there are other times when the people that make these shelters are just rousted and sometimes taken to jail and stuff like that. And it's just because they're getting a place, they're sheltering themselves. They're sheltering themselves because they're sheltering themselves because the people in authority here are not doing it for them.
Well, we're trying. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
No, I believe you aren't, sir, because you have three blocks to provide for the homeless, and you're not doing so. Not only that, but there is the money to provide for garbage and water and outhouses.
Okay.
All of you do have that right now when I'm talking to you.
Yeah. All right, Barry.
Please, could you look into this?
We will. Thank you, Barry.
Please.
Thank you. All right. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. As you noted, for the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and it's good to have this issue brought forward by Mr. Schultzman to increase the good work that the Community Alliance for Tenants can do. I do want to echo Barry's statement, since they go back to the three gentlemen that spoke about the Central East Side industrial area. You know, one solution to public urination is places for the public to urinate. So I hope that the CEIC can work with Mr. Wentworth and others to actually just rent some porta-johns, and maybe you can find some tax credits or something for them, so that the neediest of our citizens, who are really so distressed they can't even interface well with the Community Alliance of Tenants, can at least not be polluting the water and the air in the CEIC. It's very important for you to fund the Community Alliance for Tenants, because they are a resource featured in the RentWell program. So when people go to RentWell, they learn to use Community Alliance of Tenants as a resource whenever they think their landlords are coloring outside the lines. We know landlords would never do that. And anytime we talk about bad landlords, you still have to figure out the financial and drug use problems associated with the West Window Hotel right across the street from Pear. But the main thing is that you should also consider, if at the end, if there'll be additional funding available for Community Alliance attendance and ways to tighten that partnership with the RentWell, and consider, and to maybe later in meetings about housing, there can be conversation with the RentWell program should be grown and have multiple service providers, where Community Alliance for Tenants might get into a direct education program, either as with the RentWell curriculum or another program where they're face-to-face engaged with tenants or potential tenants working on this struggle to end their homelessness. I hope that you'll quickly approve this $161,000 and tell us that it was a clerical error. It's actually supposed to be $1.6 million.
That would be nice. Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, so let's take a roll call on the ordinance, please.
Schultzman.
Well, thank you to the Community Alliance of Tenants for their great work with many of Portland's most vulnerable renters. And I want to thank the Housing Bureau for working to get these federal funds to be used for this purpose, to help with eviction counseling and more tenant advocacy. So thank you. Thank you, Kim. Aye.
Novick.
Congratulations to Commissioner Schultzman and the Housing Bureau and the Community Alliance of Tenants on this partnership. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Barry, for your ongoing diligence in looking after folks.
You're welcome.
And I very
thank
much appreciate it. And thanks to the staff for getting this grant and allocating it to Community Alliance of Tenants. Also want to honor Elisa Harrigan, the moving on director, executive director of the Community Alliance of Tenants, who has done an absolutely wonderful job in the 10 years she was there. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks to the Bureau, Kim, your work. Thanks to the Fair Housing Advocacy Committee. Kat's a great partner, and yesterday the law changed in Oregon. You can no longer refuse to rent to someone simply because they have a Section 8 voucher. And as the early press reporting indicates, that's still news to some people who are renting their homes or apartments. But let's be clear, as of yesterday, you can no longer turn someone away and prevent them from applying for a rental simply because they have a Section 8 voucher. And I think we're one of only 11 states in the country that bars discrimination against voucher holders. The federal government has chosen not to put that anti-discrimination provision into federal law. But we view this as a huge step forward on our fair housing efforts. Thanks to our speaker, Speaker Kotek, who made this a priority in the last biennium. And it was also a priority of this council. So I'm pleased that we were able to join forces with the legislature to see that historic landmark change in the law. Aye.
Hales.
Well, as Barry and others have pointed out, there's still a lot more we need to do for people who are homeless, but this is a modest investment in those who might become homeless, and I think that's really a wise one, and I think Community Alliance of Tenants is not only an effective organization, but like a lot of things we do, it leverages a lot of volunteer effort as well as professional services. So this is really money well spent, an ounce or two of prevention, but very, very good investment for everybody. Thank you. Aye. Thanks very much.